usually eat at Christmas are not available or are too expensive. This year, there will be no red apples in a bowl or candy canes on a little dish to offer visitors. Mr. Nutcracker won't have walnuts, only almonds from the almond tree behind Mamita and Papito's house. Also, I'll only be getting one gift this year. I try to decide between a charm for my bracelet or a diary with a little lock and key like Lucinda got last Christmas. I finally settle on the diary because Mommy hints that gold is too expensive right now on our budget. But truly, what I want most of all is to have my family back together again. We're still going to have a lovely time, Mommy promises. The Saturday before Christmas, we go shopping in the open-air mercado for roasted pig, avocados, guava paste, and ripe plantains for plátanos maduros, the different merchants calling out their wares from their stands. Beside them on the ground sits a pile of their little children in rags, looking up at me. I feel both lucky and ashamed. Papi always says that we need a government that will give these children a chance, like the one the United States has. Education is the key. Who knows if one of those little tigueritos in the mercado isn't an Einstein or Michelangelo or maybe even a Cervantes? Mommy hushes him with her usual, "No flies fly into a closed mouth, mundo." But her face is fierce with pride, as if Papi is a hero for saying what he thinks.
Papi says that the Dominican government should give everyone an education because one of the little tigueritos might become an Einstein, a Michelangelo, or even a Cervantes. But what does that mean? Okay, the little tigueritos must be those little children dressed in rags, the children of the people who are selling stuff at the market. As for Einstein, he was a brilliant scientist. Michelangelo was a famous painter, and Cervantes was a famous writer. So I think what Papi is saying is that education is really important, because with a good education, even a little kid dressed in rags might turn out to be a genius. I think we've discovered another reason that Papi doesn't like El Jefe. It sounds like, in the Dominican Republic, children can't go to school unless their families have money to pay for it. Continue reading near the bottom of page 37, where it says, "Mancito, the boy who helps us."
Moncito, the boy who helps us carry our sacks, always takes us to the best stands, where everything is fresh. He's about my size, but we don't really know how old he is. When Mommy asks him, he just shakes his head and grins. "Don't you know when your birthday is?" I persist. He looks worried, as if he thinks he might get in trouble for not knowing. 16, he finally says, but it sounds